May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. First, I have to say, I wanted to thank Kim for giving her testimony this morning, especially, you know, it's Pentecost, it's due to the Holy Spirit, and you did great, and then Phil did great last week. It just kind of energizes me anyway. And today is all about comfort. It's all about knowledge, and it's all about joy. And why? Because of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, first off, Pentecost was a celebration. It was like agricultural celebration. Then when Jesus' time came around, it was more of a celebration or a commemoration of the Ten Commandments being given to Moses on Mount Sinai. And then for us and for the apostles and the people of this time, it was a celebration of the Holy Spirit. 50 days after Easter, that's where we get Pentecost from. And so today we're celebrating. Some people say it's the birthday of the church. Some people, I don't know, whoever remembers Father Eric Snyder. Oh, he just hated that. I think it's a good one. So either way, it's fun. In the collect, it starts off and says, "Oh God, you taught the hearts of your faithful people." And when God teaches us, it's all about comfort, knowledge, and joy. And also it says, by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. I'm going to pick on one more parishioner this morning. It really got me when Harold had his little flashlight out reading. Because earlier I said, it's kind of dark in here, but I was trying to get my eyes adapted to the light in here. But when we have a flashlight, or if we have the Holy Spirit as a flashlight, then we can read and learn and study and see what we're doing. And that's what the Holy Spirit is all about, giving us knowledge, giving us comfort, and giving us joy. Now, let me get to Ezekiel. Forgive my changing of the pages. All right. I love Ezekiel because it always reminds me about that song, Them Bones, Them Bones. And I forgot, but I should have had Larry Gehring sing that somewhere today. Israel is what God is talking about with the dry bones, the dead bones. And this teaches us so much because layer by layer, you know, God is working with them, literally. And you hear about peeling layers, you know, off an onion. Well, this is, God is putting on layers. He talks to the bones, and he has Ezekiel prophesy to the bones. And then he says, first there's going to be sinews, then flesh, then skin, then breath. And then you shall live, and you shall know. And that's what it's all about. God is never in a rush. And thank God, because I don't think I'd be able to keep up with him, and I doubt any of us would. But he's always working with us very slowly, layer by layer by layer, loving us closer and closer and closer to himself. And then we hear that the people in those times, kind of whining, they were saying, well, our bones are all dried up, our hope is lost. And they were people of God, but they were down in the dumps and depressed and gave up on themselves and gave up on God. But God told Ezekiel, he said, now I want you to tell them this is what I'm saying. And that's more important. So I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves. With God, with living with God, we have life. We do have joy. And we do have peace. Not every day, because, you know, we let our burdens sometimes get in front of us before God. At least I do sometimes. But with God, there's always that little peace, that we can say to ourselves, okay, let's keep going. You know, let's keep trusting in the Lord, not trusting in ourselves. And so then God says, oh, my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you shall have life. That's comfort. That is comfort. And so then we have Acts. And this is great. Marv, where's Marv? You did a great job with all the names. Great job. But they were amazed. And we remember the Tower of Babel or the Tower of Babel when nobody knew what was going on. And that was because they were trying to attain, to kind of knock off God. But here is the exact opposite. They were trying to live with God and accept the Holy Spirit. God was coming down. And what happened? They had understanding, not confusion, but understanding. And they were saying, well, how is it that we hear each of us in our native language? And that's a miracle of the Holy Spirit. And then, as usual, we always have this, and the Bible kind of lets us know that human nature is human nature, and that's it. There's always going to be somebody. But others sneered and said they're filled with new wine. So they were implying that there was no miracle, there was no Holy Spirit, they're just drunk. But what did Peter say? He said, nope, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And the Jews knew that. They knew about that book, the book of Joel. In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters, the young, the old, the slaves, the men and women, all people will receive the Holy Spirit. And we remember last week, remember, I think it was Peter, was saying, we can't prevent these people from being baptized. They've received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So in other words, if God loves them, if God gives them the Holy Spirit, he was saying, who are we to deprive them from being baptized? He was right. And at that time, St. Peter said, then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's the good news. And that's our comfort. So then finally, if I can find the page, we get to the gospel. And we have to remember, this happened like basically on Ascension Day. He was trying to console his apostles because he knew he was going to ascend up to heaven. And he says, when the advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father will testify on my behalf. So basically he was saying, don't be sad. This is good for you. And this is not a if this happens. This is a promise. This is a definite. This is a gift. The Holy Spirit is a definite. That happened. And it happens every day to all of us. Even though we have the Holy Spirit. See, he's speaking in tongues. But the Holy Spirit gives us strength. The Holy Spirit gives us power to declare and to be good Christians. And then we learn, last point, then we learn something new. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. And this is what it is. Sin, through Jesus Christ and by the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, we have forgiveness, so we don't have to worry. With righteousness, we know that righteousness comes from Jesus Christ, and if we have faith in Jesus Christ, we will be righteous before God. Maybe not every day, but we have the ability to be righteous before God. And then finally, with judgment, there are no worries. We are redeemed. We are saved. Jesus is not only our brother, but he is our Savior. So for today, we have joy, knowledge, comfort, praise. All of this is made possible if we just try to open ourselves up and live with God and have him live in us. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the witnesses we've had lately. We thank you for all the work that so many people do to make our worship work, like, just happy and joyful and all organized as best as we can, except for maybe the priest. We just thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that lives in us, and we just ask that you can help us to be strong enough to share that joy, that peace, that strength, and all that you want us to teach others by our actions, our words, our behavior. And we just thank you for your presence. And we ask that we live within your presence each and every day, stronger and stronger. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.